Welcome, immortal beloveds, to the Donna Cosmic Podcast, where we discuss what it means to live multidimensional with authenticity. Let's go. Welcome back, beloveds. This podcast is about how I'm now looking at betrayal in a whole new way. It's not what you think, so tune in and let's look at this together. First of all, when people in general carry unresolved issues in their vibration and are too fearful to look at themselves to clean it out, they do this thing we call projection. You can hear me giggling, yes. It's because of this revelation I'm going to share with you. And usually, those of us that are doing the work sometimes experience a bounce back vibe of betrayal when this happens, when someone projects their baggage onto us. After the initial energetic whiplash, we return to truth and know that since we've done the work, their baggage is not ours. It's not that they are triggering us. It's that our light is triggering them. But wait, there's more. When I think about projection, my mind thinks about all of the unresolved issues that we can project onto another. That's probably what comes to mind when you think of projection as well, right? Projection. Well, for the first time in my entire walk, have I ever heard this. The other day, two people whose opinions I value, I had asked them separately what they thought of my situation, and separately they gave me the same response. Each had no idea that I was asking the other, and the same exact answer came out from both of them in different words. I explained my situation to them, that I felt I had something I needed to work out and wanted a frame of reference beyond my current paradigm as feedback. I explained the story to them, very short story, and the gist of the story is this. For the longest time, I have had people show up in my experience, and though I could see the dysfunction, I still chose to see the light of their being as their dominant vibration, even though it wasn't. So all I could see was light and beauty, because we see from where we are, yes? All right. So I explained that I had just released an individual from my experience, but at the same time, I couldn't understand how this happened yet again, because it was a past issue that was complete. I honestly felt it was complete. And I'm really glad this happened, though. This is how the scenario would go. And this will probably sound familiar to you. I would make a new buddy. Everything's cool. I see their beautiful light. All of the isms are there, but I bypass the dysfunction isms because they're not projected at me yet. Okay, so not for nothing, I've done this walk for many years, which testifies I've had enough dysfunction that I've released to recognize when I see dysfunctional behavior. I feel it's safe enough to say we all recognize dysfunctional behavior, even in ourselves. I'm not saying that I would take another's behavior on. I'm saying that I would notice it. And once I noticed it, I would choose to see their light anyway. I'm speaking this in retrospect. This would happen so subtle that I never really took notes that that's what I was doing. In seeing their light, I always was stunned shocked to then see the dominant vibration of dysfunction come at me. Whether it was mental illness, abuse, whether it was self-neglect, whether it was projection onto others, gossiping, I saw them all. And choosing to see the light instead is what really set me up for the shock later on when their dominant vibration of all those dysfunctions would come forward and be projected at me. And in those moments, my mind would be questioning, where's the light? Where did it go? Where did it go? Well, listen, because this explanation that I'm going to give you is the best I've ever heard, and it took these two individuals to separately say this to me, I'm going to share it with you because it's too important not to. You might realize this already. You may not. They said to me, Donna, because you do this spiritual walk and because you're about self-love, harmony, peace, etc., It sounds like you are projecting your light onto them. Yes, I had a paradigm shift on the spot. I had never ever thought to consider that we're projecting all the time, right? I always say, we see from where we are, but now listen, my chosen ones. Listen, my beloveds. Listen, my co-creators. Listen, my light alliances. Listen. Not only are we always seeing from where we are, our current perception paradigm, we are also always projecting. I formerly called it radiating our light, and I will continue to call it that. It's just that we're blinding ourselves with our own light by projecting it onto others, and we're unable to see beyond our own light until we're forced to. So listen, self-identified light bringers, listen. When we encounter our others, we are projecting our light onto them, and then the light that we're projecting onto them can no longer be sustained, because their dysfunctional vibration is too dominant. Like I said earlier, whether the dysfunction is betrayal, gossip, lack of accountability, low self-esteem, mental illness across the board, whatever those dysfunctions are, they end up breaking through the projection that we ourselves placed onto those individuals. We put them in this light blanket. We cover them with our light. Whoa, right? Just whoa. That's what I said. Yeah, let that sink in. I had never heard this before, never even considered it. And this is why it is so part of this journey. I'll just put it that way. That as individuals deepening our consciousness, coming home to truth, owning our cosmic vibration, owning our cosmic consciousness, bringing it forward, making it dominant, letting it shine forward in all areas of our beautiful lives, we have to remain aware that when we are interacting with our others, that yes, we see from where we are, so we see beauty. However, we owe it to ourselves, after all of the love and tough love we have put into ourselves, to arrive at this frequency, to have shed layer after layer after layer, so that our pure frequency comes forward. That commitment, that work, that walk deserves respect, and we really do owe it to ourselves that when we're meeting someone, to not let our light shine to the point where we blind ourselves completely. What I'm saying, I know some of my listeners will get. Others, it may not become clear right away, but just meditate on it. If this interests you, if this has been part of your walk and betrayal repeatedly shows itself or was showing up for you. It has nothing to do with us, yet everything to do with us. We'll never be responsible for another's behavior. We are always accountable for what shows up in our experience, clearing ourselves and then continuing to deepen and move forward in self-love. This was a big one for me, a huge one, and I'm so glad I see it. And I'm so thankful to have the opportunity to share it with you. I sat with it for a couple of days before making this podcast, and you know, when I claimed my seat in the spiritual program of self-discovery called Al-Anon years ago, basically universal truth spread out across the world, when I claimed my seat, I made a commitment to never lie to myself again. And so I own this one too. And I own that I was the one projecting my light and therefore blinding myself to their dysfunction. That for me is so profound. And I intend sharing this truth with you will set you free. As always, beloveds, I continue to send forth the best intentions for you as you walk, as this dimension moves through what you are. Yeah, this one is still marinating with me, but I really had to put it out there. I just needed a couple of days to integrate to do that. I appreciate you showing up for this podcast and continue to show up for yourself. I know I will. And let's continue to hold each other as the light and accountable for our own consciousness so that we never, ever give our power away again. Man is an immortal being intended to express his light, full frequency, and the highest vibration man can live is being the authentic self. This concludes my Donna Cosmic podcast for today. Find more enriching content in upcoming episodes, my pattern and spellbreaking books at lulu.com, and my soul guide services at donnacosme.com. I help free people from mental prisons. Thanks for tuning in, and leave here today with this truth. Great program. Live authentic, because the alternative is an option for failure. If not now, when? See you at the next episode. Love, good health, and prosperity.